And joining us now, the KMZU Dream Team broadcast, the head coach of the Richmond Spartans, Coach Rob Bowers. Coach, first off, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us this evening.
My pleasure.
And we're going to talk about a couple of individual athletes made the Dream Team from your squad this year, a pair of seniors, and Quentin Maxwell and Chris Gardner. We'll talk about them one at a time here. Let's start with Quentin Maxwell.
All right. Quentin is a three-year starter for us at quarterback, has had a great career, really good thrower that is really athletic, a big kid. Swings about 6'3", 210, and runs real well. And he has kind of been the focal point of our offense for the last couple of years. And he is a great student, has over a 4.0, an Eagle Scout, is involved in a lot of different things at the school, and still manages that great point average. Has been a great leader for us, and all his hard work and everything has paid off. He's committed to play Division I football at Ohio University next fall. So we're really proud of Quentin and proud of what he's been able to accomplish in his 4 years at Richmond.
Well, and you mentioned, too, all the stuff on the academic side, being smart and things like that. That really helps out at that quarterback's position, doesn't it?
Well, it does. Grades, a lot of the thing with grades in high school is just discipline, being committed to doing the stuff. But, in high school, if you go to class and do your homework, you stand a very good chance of passing. And when you add to the fact that you're a good student and you give your best effort on every assignment and do the best you can every time, that allows you to maintain a great point average above a 4.0 like Quentin. And so having a great point average like he has not only indicates his intelligence, but his commitment to doing his very best. And that's really important. The combination of the two at the quarterback position, you can't hardly live without.
Absolutely. Very well said. And we'll move on to the other member of the Dream Team from your squad this year, and another senior, and Chris Gardner. Let's talk about that young athlete.
Okay, Chris is a young man that's been a real pleasant surprise for us. Was absolutely tiny as a freshman and didn't play football. And then his sophomore year, right before the season, broke his collarbone right at the end of the summer, and so couldn't play. And so he could only play his junior and senior year, and has spent a ton of time in the weight room, has really developed into a good, strong athlete, and had a great year, led us in tackles, was without a doubt the best motor on the team, played the hardest of anybody we had, really coachable, just a great young man. He also has over a 4.0 EPA and is intelligent, works hard, really coachable, and just really proud of the year he had, and I know Chris would like to play next year and in the coming years in college, and I think he has an opportunity to do that. He's definitely good enough student to be successful in college, and he's proved himself on the football field as a great player, so we're looking forward to see what his future holds in football. A little later, we'll see where he signs to go play.
Well, you made reference to it there, but that says something towards that young man's work ethic. To be undersized and not play your freshman year, hurt your sophomore year, to work extra hard and do the things that's necessary to eventually end up leading your team in tackles by the time you're a senior, boy, that says quite a bit about that young man.
Yeah, he's one of the success stories that you have. Hard work in the weight room has paid off, and he's a good sized kid now. He's strong, and I think he is wrestling this year and doing well in wrestling. I foresee good things for him in his future because if you're willing to work as hard as he works and you're smart and committed to doing your best, he's going to have a bright future in whatever he chooses to do.
Again, we're joined by the head coach of the Richmond Spartans, Rob Bowers, and we're talking about the two individuals from his team that made the dream team this year, and Quentin Maxwell and Chris Gardner, a pair of seniors. And I'm sure, Coach, those two are going to be some shoes to fill for you on down the line, won't it?
Yeah, they will. I mean, these two guys, we started 8 sophomores this year, so these two guys had to be senior leaders deluxe, and we were just able to go 5-5, and that is not what we were hoping for and looking for. And these guys handled that really well. They continued to work hard, continued to play hard, and led the young guys and showed them the type of effort that they needed to put out to get where we want to go. And so it's going to be hard to replace them just in leadership ability, let alone playing ability. We'll definitely miss two great kids like them for sure.
All right, Coach Rob Bowers of the Richmond Spartans. And Coach, again, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us this evening. Is there anything we're leaving out? Anything else you wanted to cover?
No, I'd like for somebody to send me 2 more just like him.
All right. Hey, very well said. Very well said. There you have it. Coach Rob Bowers of the Richmond Spartans here on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast.